Think a minute. Did you know that you're not one person, but three? The person you think you are, the person other people think you are, and the person you really are. One day a man was looking in a used secondhand art shop. He picked up a painting that looked very cheap, almost worthless. But as he looked closer, he saw another painting that was hidden underneath the cheap one. He knew that many lost masterpieces worth lots of money were hidden this way. So he bought it and hurried home to begin taking off the top cheap painting. After many hours of careful work, he could finally see a beautiful masterpiece of art that had been lost for years, but now was finally restored to its original beauty. You know, each one of us is like that masterpiece painting. The original person you and I were made to be is hidden by what others think we are, and especially by what we think we are. Our own wrong thinking about ourselves stops us from becoming the person we truly can be. Almost everything we are and do in life comes from the way we see ourselves. So if we want to change, we must go much deeper than just changing our actions and behavior. We must change the way we think and see ourselves in our own mind and heart. Success and satisfaction is an inside job. You know, other people usually just see the surface, how we look and act on the outside, or what we've achieved in school or in our job and career. But that's just a part of you. Only your maker knows the real you that's hidden underneath what other people see and what you yourself see. Only your creator knows all the facts about you, inside and out, since he's the one who custom-made you to be a one-of-a-kind masterpiece to fill a very special place in this world. So Jesus is the only one who can show you the person he designed you to be, then help you actually become that person. So won't you ask him to forgive you for your wrong way of living and thinking? He'll start changing your mind and heart today, so you're able to finally become everything you can be. Just think a minute.
If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.